What's your reaction Monday when you heard about the news of Ray's arrest?
The overriding emotion for me was sadness. Sadness for the child, for the child's mother, and for the entire situation. Domestic violence is a vexing social problem. The NFL has had some high-profile cases, including this one. And the NFL, because it's a leader in society, is called upon to take action, which we are doing. We're not going to do it by ourselves, but I think we have an opportunity to make an impact.
George, can you describe the decision to release Ray, how that went throughout the day on Monday, if you were involved?
I wasn't involved because I didn't need to be. They knew what needed to be done and did it.
Did you have any regret in signing him in the first place? That you didn't go
with your gut? I've asked myself that question a lot. What more could I have done? Is there somebody else that we could have consulted with? Should I have taken more time to make a decision? I don't know. We thought we had a good structure, a good support system, and we thought we had the safeguards in place in case something like this happened.
Will this in any way, George, change the way you, in the future, pursue potential free agents that have character concerns in their background?
Well, one positive, if that's the word that can be used to come out of this, is that the process that we've set up has been reinforced and in the end worked. As I said, we had safeguards in place. Ryan came to me for permission. So we have the reinforcement of that process. Just need to make a better decision.
Jordan, do you regret not reaching out to the victim side before you signed him?
I thought about that a lot too, not just before signing him, but since. One of my concerns was the bias that anybody has in that situation. An alleged victim wants to make sure that charges are filed. An alleged perpetrator is doing everything he can to make sure that charges aren't filed. So that was part of it. But a larger concern to me was I didn't want to interfere with any criminal investigation or with any league investigation by talking to the child's mother.
Just how does this affect you when the franchise gets under the spotlight for a wave of negative publicity like this?
Well, it's something that we certainly don't want to see. We don't welcome it. We understand that it's going to happen from time to time. We try to minimize it and handle it the best we can in the most straightforward manner we can when it happens.
You talk to people about the character of Ray, and he, you know, coaches who had worked with him, you know, team owners, things like that. And you said you didn't want to get biased by talking to, you know, victims, but professionals within that area might have been able to say whether it could happen again, what the chances are, whether or not he had gone through any kind of counseling, even whether or not he's guilty or not. The violence, there had been issues with that. Was there any effort to look at that side and to ask professionals, what are the chances of something happening again?
We had a good dialogue with experts in the domestic violence field, not in Ray's case specifically, but generally prior to signing him. And we've had good discussions with them since. People like A Safe Place and Wings have reached out to us. We've got partnerships with them. But I told representatives of those agencies that I didn't want to put them in the position of it being suggested that they signed off on our decision. It was our decision, my decision, ultimately, alone.
George, are you concerned that there's any talent players that the team might have pursued in free agency or the draft that they didn't, or that you didn't, because Ray McDonald was here?
I haven't heard anything along those lines. I'm not aware of anything like that.
George, is there some sentiment that the league should punish teams that sign players that get arrested? What are your feelings on that?
I'm honored to serve on the league's conduct committee. I haven't heard any discussion about that either on the committee or among the membership. It might be something that would be worth a discussion. I don't know if there is any consensus on that issue at all.
Vic Fangio was obviously a big part of this and originally going after him and talking to him and has vouched for him since. Have you talked to Vic since Monday?
I haven't had an opportunity to talk to Vic since Monday, no.
Have you interacted with Ryan since Monday?
Yeah, he called me Monday night.
Does this impact your confidence in his decision-making at all?
Not at all. We have complete confidence in Ryan.
Okay. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.